the saint whom we celebrate today, the principal saint. And there are others, among them also Saint Olivia, a virgin and martyr, I believe. But there are many other saints who are celebrated today in the martyrologies of the Church. He is most likely one of the original 72 disciples, because it speaks here that he was in Jerusalem and that he was sent by, obviously, St. Peter and the other apostles to retrieve Saul, who was now Paul, who had been knocked off his high horse on the way to Damascus to persecute and kill the Christians. And so he went there and retrieved him from Tarsus, and then at Antioch they spent one whole year talking. So for some of you who love to talk, I doubt that you can do any better than Barnabas and Paul. They talked for one whole year. Of course, it was a different kind of talk. Not on the little telephone thing that is so pernicious and such a bother most of the time. And so St. Paul and St. Barnabas conferred, and then the Holy Spirit enlightened the apostles and disciples, the other disciples, and he told them that he wanted them to go to do the mission for which he had created them, basically. And, of course, Barnabas, who was, by the way, originally from Cyprus, and his full name was Joseph Barnabas, which means son of consolation, he was sent with Paul, and they went to many cities in the eastern part of Europe and in what is today modern-day Turkey, and perhaps even farther. And all the cities that are usually mentioned in the scriptures, Phrygia and Lycaonia and Lystra and so forth, in all of those cities they preached, many converted, but they also found there the Jews who refused to convert and turned them over and persecuted them, and so they had to leave. And at that point, St. Paul went to Rome, and then St. Barnabas joined together with St. John Mark, the cousin of our Lord, and they preached throughout, ending up in Cyprus, where he came from. And, of course, they were made bishops, and that's probably what the laying on of hands here in this reading means. And St. Joseph Barnabas, who was so exalted, even though he was a disciple, that he is called in the liturgy of the Church an apostle. And he is given the rank of an apostle, the candles, the gloria, the credo, everything that they deserve, he deserves. His death, he suffered tremendously, obviously, but then at the end, they stoned him to death, and while he was still alive, they burned him. So he had a double martyrdom in a sense. So today we pray to St. Barnabas, Joseph Barnabas, to assist us in this day, to grant us holy bishops, and to grant us a holy pope, or not so much a holy pope, but a traditional, strong pope that will clean up the mess that the Church is in. Because the Church has become a sewer, and its stench is horrible to the eyes and to the nose of God, and to the Blessed Mother, and to St. Barnabas, and all the others. And so we pray today in a very special way. In the next few days, more things are going to happen which are horrible, heretical, scandalous, sacrilegious, and we need to continue to do penance and to fight it. From the very beginning of my life, as soon as I accepted the fact that God wanted me to be a priest, and I was very, very young, I offered my life to God. And so today I renew that offer. My life is thine, O God, and I give it to thee in whatsoever way thou dost desire. And as I have lived 29 years and more, and So I shall die, an offering to God, for the reparation of sins, for the restoration of the church and the liturgy, and for an end to all the evils that are going on in the church today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.